Hi everyone, this is Radio St. Pete's student reporter Lauren McHugh. This week I had the pleasure of sitting down with a local band called Trash Juice. Now Trash Juice is a band made up of two very talented young girls named Julia and Abigail. These girls are our recent graduates of USF St. Pete and they are currently working on their first album.
We were roommates actually our freshman year of college and we bonded over playing music and both just having experience being in like school choir and we just started writing songs in our dorm room one day. There's a little tavern called the Tavern at Babero, right next to our campus. So they have an open mic every Wednesday. And one week we were like, you know what, this is our week. We're gonna go like play some of the songs that we wrote in our dorm room. And we went up and they're like, okay, yeah, you need a band name. Like, we'll sign you up, but you need, what's your guys' name? And we were like, we don't have a band name. So we went back and for the next week, everything that we saw, you know, the tables, oh, band name. You know, the chair's band name. And finally one day I was taking out the trash and I was like, oh, Abigail, I got trash juice all over me because we had a leaky trash can. And Abigail goes, trash juice band name. And that one just kind of stuck. It was silly. It's goofy. A lot of our family members say that we should change it because it doesn't really reflect the music that we make. But
that's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. And
I like it. It's unique, especially because you guys are two like adorable girls and then you guys like come up and your name's Trash Juice.
They're like, it's Trash Juice, and then like us two walk out and we're like folk singers.
Mind you, we're both 4'11".
Yes.
We make indie folk music, so you know, you think that a band name called Trash Juice would be like
heavy metal. But no, it's our little indie songs that we write.
So how long have you guys been playing music? Like, how did you guys get into music? Did you grow up playing it? Did you take lessons?
We were both in chorus, like in high school, so we both did like choir. And I've played guitar since I was like 13 or something. I'm not sure how long you played.
I tried playing the guitar in elementary school. I gave up on it, but my friends for my 16th birthday got me a ukulele. So I kind of segued into guitar once Abigail and I lived together in the dorms. She would let me play hers, and then she was kind of, you know, teaching me how to play chords, and just kind of picked it up from there.
Now she's really, really good at guitar. Oh. Literally almost better than me.
I would
probably
not say
better
that.
Better than me.
That is not true.
You guys are, like, self-taught.
No, yeah, for sure.
Oh, my gosh, though. That's just, like, that's
really?
So impressive. I think that's so impressive.
We just play the same four chords. I don't know.
Just change the capo.
Yeah.
So rumor has it that you guys are working on an album.
Yeah, we have, like, 10 songs. We just have to record it.
They're songs that we started writing freshman year, and then of course COVID happened. We would share music through Spotify, make playlists for each other, and stay connected. Like, music has always been something
and, like,
that
like send song ideas.
Us.
Like, if I write a song, I'm like, I want to show Julia.
Yeah,
she'll be able to add to it and help me finish it.
Are you guys streaming anywhere right now?
We have a couple songs on SoundCloud. It's under my name. It's actually under Julia G-E-N-N, Julia Jen. But we're looking to record. All the songs that we've written, they're our like classics and fan favorites when we perform at the tavern, because we never stop performing at the tavern.
And it's really cool. People will like ask for some of our songs. Like, they'll be like, play Man on the Moon. And it's just crazy. They know the name of our songs that we just wrote in our dorm room one night.
How does that feel starting out so small and then like to have like a local fan base, you know, recognizing your songs, asking you to play songs that you have written?
It's crazy, to be honest. Like, I'll be at, like, just random coffee shops, and I'm not even lying. People will come up to me sometimes and be like, are you in Trash Juice? I'm like, yeah, I am.
I got recognized by an older gentleman at Trader Joe's, and it was the most, like, crazy experience. Here I am just trying to get my Everything But the Bagel seasoning, and this guy walks up. He's like, hey, you're Trash Juice.
That's so crazy.
And he just, like, made my whole day, just knowing that. Even around campus.
Especially around campus, I think.
Our 3 years here, everyone just knew us as Trash Juice. Mm-hmm. I gave campus tours, and I would tell everybody about Trash Juice, and everyone would just laugh. But it's something that we connect with people.
Like, even when I was just, like, walking to class, this one guy came up to me and was like, oh, you're in Trash Juice, right? And he was like, your music made me cry the other night. And I'm like, what? Made you cry? But it's really cool.
I think like you guys have just such an inspiring story from starting. Like, you guys made music in your dorm room. That's how so many people have risen to fame. And that kind of leads me to my next question. Who are your biggest inspirations in terms of musicians and other artists?
I can speak on behalf of both of us. Adrienne Lenker, the lead singer of the band Big Thief. her solo music is absolutely beautiful. And I remember showing it to Abigail, and then COVID happened, and she just sent me videos of her just like sad in her room, like listening to Adrian Lenker, thinking of you, wish we were back in the dorm. And then ended up being like over a year, year and a half where we didn't have that experience again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you guys do when you need inspiration, like musical inspiration? Where do you go?
We pull it from our lives. Stuff's always happening. I don't know. And we're just like, ah, this happened. Let's write a song about it. And then we just do.
How do you think USF St. Pete has impacted your musical careers and your work in Trash Juice?
I don't think that we would like perform much if it wasn't for the tavern. Like, they make it so easy and so welcoming, and it's such a, like, a good environment to play in because you can mess up and no one cares. And like, they're just so like welcoming and warm. I don't know where we'd play if we didn't have the tavern.
And being such a small campus, we have such a tight-knit community where I have friends who are leaders in other clubs and organizations always asking, hey, can Trash Juice play at this event? You know, my friend Josh, he is the leader of our activities board, and he had me sing for a couple of events. And they're always just asking, can Trash Juice play? Are you and Abigail free? Like a Christmas party, a Halloween painting night, like
and we
everything.
Love that kind of stuff. We love to play, especially for our friends. And that's why it's so nice to play here.
Yeah, we're looking to perform more locally at other places. Right now, the tavern is our main, our home. It always will be our home. Mm-hmm. But we just love performing. That's where we both feel at peace. That's where we both feel like the happiest. And doing it together is something that means so much to us. So, you know, maybe you'll see Trash Juice out there more in St. Pete.
Yeah, maybe we're looking to branch out.
If you are interested in keeping up with Julia and Abigail, you can follow their Instagram account, which is @trashjuice.band. Here is their original song, Man on the Moon. Was Man on the Moon by Trash Juice. I'm student reporter Lauren McHugh, and you have been listening to Radio St. Pete.